Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Intergalactic Wit Podcast. I am the host, Mother Wit, and I have a question for you all. Can we talk? Let's talk. I know I've been gone, but I've been on a hiatus trying to handle my personal life business and basically just, you know, observing, trying to see what the hell is going on, trying to see what's going to happen. You know, so much has been going on in the news, so I was watching about the whole East Palestine, that's in Ohio, the train derailment with the chemicals there, as well as the train derailments everywhere all across the country. I've been noticing what I've been hearing about the earthquakes that was going on before the whole train derailments. So February started off crazy and even ended crazy. So now we're in March. So I'm just like, wow, it's just been a lot going on. So with the whole U.S. and the China situation and rumors of World War III, I'm like, oh my goodness. I've just been trying to like figure out what the hell is going on. So excuse me, I had to take a sip of my drink. So, yeah, I've been observing like everybody else trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, trying to piece stuff together and understand. You know, I also heard about the SNAP benefits being cut for people. I'm like, damn, I'm surprised they even still have it available. But for those who was receiving it, you know, from the whole COVID situation, they finally ended it to where, you know, they're not giving out extra benefits for food, you know, food stamps, SNAP. So they brought it down to 28. I was like, oh, they not playing with y'all. They not playing. So it's been a lot going on. They holding Fauci's feet to the fire about the whole vaccine situation. Gates is still out here doing all kind of stuff. He got all kind of business ventures. So him buying up a lot of land to, you know, get all the vegetables and stuff planted, that wasn't just good enough. Now he got stocks into the water. He has stocks into Ecolab's, their business. He put in a lot into their stocks. So I'm like, wow, interesting. For those who don't know who Ecolab is, Ecolab not only makes cleaning products, but they also have a water system. They are a big part of the whole agriculture thing when it comes to cleaning water. And Bill Gates has his stock into that. So I'm like, this should be interesting. So as I was watching that, I was also watching some other stuff go on. I had to take a break from that because after watching all the TikTok videos of them trying to piece stuff together and all the conspiracy people talking about, you know, World War III and revelations and all of that, I'm like, oh my goodness, I had to take a break. Don't get me wrong, I was entertained watching, you know, watching how people were saying how the Simpsons are predicting stuff and, you know, watching all this content from the content creators. I had to take a break. So, you know, since I took a break, I decided to watch something to entertain me. So, I didn't actually watch the fight. I saw clips of the fight between Tommy and Natalie Nunn. For those who don't know who they are, both of them are reality stars. Tommy came from Love & Hip Hop, and Natalie Nunn came from Bad Girls Club. Both of them run their mouth. Natalie Nunn is a bigger girl. She you know, like thick, solid, fat. And Tommy is just skinny. But she's not skinny. She like slim, thick, kind of. Well, not even kind of. Yes, she is. She's like slim, thick. She is slim, thick. Tommy used to be bad. She used to be so pretty. I don't know what happened. I think she on drugs. Allegedly she is, I don't know, but you know, the internet talk and say she, you know, on that booger sugar, and she is an alcoholic allegedly. So I'm like, oh damn. So I don't know why Tommy won't just, you know, loving her grandbaby and let these young girls do what they do. But for whatever reason, she wants to still get on these shows and argue and fight, be messy. So her and Natalie Nunn fought. They opened up for Floyd Mayweather's fight. I don't know who Floyd fought. I forgot the dude's name, but Floyd won anyway. So, but anywho, between Natalie Nunn and Tommy got knocked out. They only fought one round. Natalie Nunn, I respect the fact Natalie Nunn, after losing all the fights that she fought, you know, on television, because everybody know Natalie Nunn for not being able to fight, always getting beat up, you know, running her mouth and getting beat up. So she decided to get trained for this fight that they got paid to do. She took her craft serious. She took the craft, not her craft, the craft serious, and stepped it up. And she won. She knocked out Tommy. Won. She was beating Tommy's ass. Tommy, I don't know what the fuck Tommy thought she was coming there to do. Tommy just kept walking around, running her mouth, but not even throwing no hits. Her ponytail was fighting more than her. She had a high up ponytail, long high up ponytail. And it's like, why would you even wear that to a fight? And of course, y'all got headgear on, but bitch, why would you wear that to a fight? So, you know, Natalie Nunn got in that ass, just had her all around the ring, just beating on her. And Tommy lost. And that was just a terrible ill. I hate to see Tommy go out like that, because Tommy was so rumored to be so bad. The internet, some of the people on the internet was trying to make it seem like Tommy, that chick that everybody's scared of, they were trying to say she would give Jocelyn Hernandez a run for her money. Now, most people that watch reality television, you know, they know Jocelyn Hernandez and who she is. They know she can fight. But they, when they was talking about Tommy, they felt like Jocelyn was scared of Tommy. After seeing that fight with Natalie Nunn, I can't see why. But anywho, yeah, Tommy definitely lost the fight. Like, she ain't even pinched the bitch. But Natalie, you know, like I said, I respect the fact that she took the craft serious and trained and worked hard. And she did what she said she was going to do. She backed her shit up and said she was going to whoop her ass and all that. And then some, and she definitely did that. So, moving along from that, like a week after that, I had to take another sip of my drink. A week after that, Chris Rock did his live stand-up on Netflix. Now, I did not catch the show. I did not watch it. However, I saw clips after the fact, you know, like a day afterwards and stuff. And I was just like, oh, wow. Basically, Chris Rock, from what was said, like, I didn't see the clips where he was talking about the Kardashians or Jay-Z or whatever, or whoever else. The ones that I kept seeing that went viral was him talking about Will and Jada Smith. So it was some mixed reviews on it. Me, when I first saw the clip, I liked it. I thought he got his lick back. You know what I'm saying? And he made it funny to me. But however, of course, you can't please everybody. Some people felt like, oh, why he wait so long? He's, you know, some people really are like that. They felt like, well, that's what he get for talking about that dude to his face and that he been talking about them for so long and all of that. Basically, I disagree with that. Chris Rock is a comedian, and comedians find humor in anything. They'll take any situation and make people laugh and, you know, make humor out of it, basically. So I don't care how many times he talked about them. That still does not give Will Smith the justification to go up and assault him. You know what I'm saying? So basically, with that mindset, it's okay to assault anybody that says something that you don't like. With that mindset, with that, you know, if we're going that way, that's what you're saying? That it's okay for somebody to put their hands on you just because they don't like what you said, whether it's about them or not? Yeah, I don't disagree with that. So it was just weird how some people were saying that Chris Rock was using his size as like a crutch, basically saying how he knew Will Smith was bigger than him. So therefore, why would he continue to talk about him and expect not to get hit? First of all, you know, I don't agree with that because, like I said, Chris Rock is a comedian. And on top of that, anybody else that gets talked about majority of the time, they don't get assaulted. So it's still not okay. I don't care if Jada was dying. I don't care if she was sick. Even though she's not dying, she's not sick. From my understanding, she has alopecia. I could be wrong, but either way, it still does not give Will Smith the right to go up there and put his hands on him. Point blank, period. Like I said before, whenever I mentioned this, when it first happened, I remember I did a show about it. And I'm like, he could have talked to Chris backstage. It was other ways to do it. But to go on live television and hit him just to appease your wife that basically humiliated you, who fucked y'all son's friend and told the world, you did that to appease your wife who did all that to you? Yeah, I agree with Chris Rock. Both of them are bitches. I'm just saying, because he basically called them bitches. It wasn't no him. It wasn't him calling them dry bitches, basically. Nah, he was upfront about calling Will and Jada bitches. He said what Will Smith did was some bitch shit, and I agree. Because of the fact, out of everybody that spoke about or spoke negative about Jada or Will or them kids, you want to pick Chris Rock of all people. It don't matter if Chris did the joke in front of him or not. You pick him out of all people to assault. What about the people on The Breakfast Club? Or what about the people on Drink Champs? What about anybody else? What about Tony Rock? What about anybody else? You know what I'm saying? Whether they was in front of Will or not. Like, so why don't you assault them? You picked Chris because you knew he wasn't going to do shit. Because Chris is just not built like that. Chris's excuse was he wasn't raised to fight, you know, somebody else black in front of white people. Okay, Chris. However, I could just tell Chris isn't like that. Like, Chris, from me, I don't know the nigga, but from me looking at him, he comes off as classy, mature. Like, he is, you know, even though he's a comedian, I can see past that. He comes off as in he'll take the high road. He's not a fighter type. Like, he rather just walk away and leave the situation. He's the type that'll probably fight if he has to, but in that situation, when you're doing a job, he got hired to be the entertainment at that award ceremony. So he was not trying to fight at work, so to speak. You know, everybody built different, but I see, you know, him for who he is. He wasn't trying to do all that. Now, maybe behind stage, I still can't even see him doing that because he even said out his mouth, he know Will could whoop him. He knows. So therefore he tries to, like, you know, he doesn't seem like that tight. And regardless of what he say, still doesn't justify Will to do what he did. I'm just saying. But at the end of the day, like I said, Chris Rock is a comedian. Whether you agree with everything he say or not, he's a comedian. Comedians do that. So if Dave Chappelle would have said the same things that Chris Rock said, do you think Will Smith would assault Dave Chappelle? They the same size. Close. If not, I think they are the same size. All I'm saying is Will Smith did what he did because he knew he could whoop on Chris Rock. I highly doubt he would do that to Dave Chappelle if Dave Chappelle was to do the same shit. But anyways, moving right along from that. Sorry, y'all. This drink is good. So I saw Entertainment Weekly had caught up to Will Smith about the Netflix special about Chris Rock. And he had the audacity to say he apologized to Chris Rock and that he needs to let it go. I'm done. Because here we go with the bullshit. Like I mentioned in my previous podcast in the past, false apologies and all that stuff about Raggedy Ann. just because somebody apologizes to you does not mean you have to accept the apology. It's weird because people say, oh, it takes a big person to apologize and admit that they're wrong. But a lot of times when people apologize, they don't even admit that they're wrong. They just want to make you feel good so they can get back in your good graces. So they won't feel so bad because they know that you hate them or don't like them or fuck with them or whatever the case may be. Other than that, they could care less on, you know, they just want to feel better about themselves. And it's, that's really what it's about. The apology really isn't about the other person in most situations. A lot of times it has something to do with the person that was at wrong. And let's be clear, if you are apologizing to anyone, it's because you feel as if you did something wrong. You did and you feel and you know you did something wrong. That's the only time someone apologizes or feels the need to apologize. Other than that, not many people just apologize just because, unless they're doing it to appease the person they're apologizing to. But yeah, a lot of people have a hard time taking accountability, even admitting that they did something wrong, because they avoid apologizing. Like, a lot of people will try to blame shift and act like it's not their fault to really avoid admitting that they were in the wrong, to avoid apologizing, which is sad, but a lot of people do that, which is why apologies for the person that's in the wrong, it's hard for a lot of them to do that. It's hard for a lot of people to be like, damn, I fucked up. It was my fault, or I did something terrible, or whatever the case may be. Let me apologize. But when you do have the courage, or do know when you're in the wrong, to apologize to someone, the person that's receiving the apology does not have to receive, they don't have to accept it, excuse me. They do not have to be your friend or be nice to you after that. Like, I don't know where people get these ideas from, but whoever misinformed y'all on somebody having to accept an apology just because somebody apologized, I don't know who told you that or where you got that from, but no, that's not true. Which is why I never forgave Raggedy Ann, since I did bring it up. And by the way, I don't know how true it is, but I heard Raggedy Ann passed away. Like I said, I don't know from what. maybe she passed away from being stressed out and the guilt, you know, killed her. I don't know. I don't know what it was. Maybe hypertension, diabetes, most likely. I don't know. But I heard that she allegedly passed away. Anyway, as I was saying, I never accepted her apology, and I still to this day don't accept her apology. Anytime you apologize to somebody saying, I apologize for everything I did or said wrong to you, but as soon as they say but, it's a wrap. The apology void. Don't, it's fucked up, because when she said but you did, nah, how you gonna try to include me in the fuckery? I'm like, you trying to make me apologize with you at this point when you trying to put me into your apology in that type of way? No, I'm not apologizing to you, and didn't and never will. I don't feel bad for shit. If I cuss you out, if you bring me to the point where I come to that point of disrespecting you, you need to focus on yourself and try to figure out what the fuck you did wrong. Because I hate that people bring up Bible scriptures when they think it's convenient. You know, they always talk about the honor thy mother and thy father, but they clearly forget the scripture that's underneath that. Like, they forget about the whole scripture where it says, you know, for the mother and father, do not anger the children. Don't push them to the point where they basically hate you. That's what it's basically saying. For those who don't believe me, let me look this up real quick, because I know what I'm talking about. Let me see here. The scripture that says, do not anger your children. Yeah, don't anger your child. Basically, where is it at? Okay, it says here, and this is from Ephesians 6:4. And you fathers, it should say mothers too, you know, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition, excuse me, of the Lord. Like, it's weird how people pick and choose scriptures for their benefit. Like, that's one of the reasons why I never respected Raggy Ann. It's like, she was a walking contradicting person, walking contradiction, very two-faced and phony. I don't like people like that. But yeah, always talking about some, she's always getting disrespected. Nobody respect or appreciate her. The Bible say to honor the mother and our father, and you got to count your days because you ain't gonna have that many days left alive with you disrespecting me and blah, blah, blah. Always crying and whining on the internet, trying to make people, you know, side with her. And it's like, damn, bitch, you forgot about do not provoke your children to wrath. What about that? It's always crickets with that. And then wonder why she ended up the way she did. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because that was just something that, you know, I'm like, let me get this off my chest because I did hear allegedly that she passed away. So I just wanted to end that with that. As far as, do I have anything nice to say? You know, no, not really. I mean, I'll say this nicely. Raggedy Ann didn't abort me. She was nice for that. She didn't really raise me per se. I stayed with different people for most of my childhood. I would say when I got to the double digits and up, that's when I stayed with her. But for the most part, it was other people raising me. Like, I always stayed with other people while she ran off with different guys, you know, George, Milton, Jimmy, all these different dudes, Charles, you know, all these different guys, you know, Dick, all of these different guys. So yeah, I was always left with somebody. But anywho, that's the nicest thing I could say. She didn't abort me. I'm here. So let's move on from that because that's the end of that eulogy. There's nothing really else to say about that. But back to the whole Will Smith thing and the whole apology thing. Yeah, just because somebody apologizes to you does not mean you have to accept it. Because at the end of the day, he knew he was wrong for going up there doing what he did, but he didn't give a fuck because he was trying to make his wife happy, even though he couldn't make her happy to stop her from sucking August Alsina's dick. He couldn't stop her from riding on that dick. So it's like, I don't understand why he even wasted his time apologizing. And then a lot of times people will apologize to make other people, you know, be like, oh, well, at least he apologized to make other people happy. It ain't even about them sometimes. Like, you know, they try to do it to shut other people up so they could be seen in a better light, so to speak. So yeah, it's sad how a lot of people are, but that's people for you. You just gotta, you know, watch the company you keep. And if I was Chris Rock, I would have got my hit back. You know, I would have did something. However, it still worked out in his benefit because he got $40 million out of that Netflix special. And this is what, after the slap a year later. So, you know, just think, if he probably would have put his hands on him and did all that, it wouldn't be a Netflix special paying him $40 million. So he did get the last laugh out of it, and he won regardless, in my opinion. So yeah, meanwhile, Will is still trying to pick his career back up. The Emancipation movie, I can't even, like, do we really have to go there with that? Like, come on now, like, another slavery movie out of all the movies you played in, this is what you do? So yeah, his career isn't the way it used to be, but Chris Rock, on the other hand, winning. So yeah, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end today's show. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate the listeners. And I will say this, the next time I do the show, it will be more like organized, so to speak, like a real show. Because lately I've been winging it. I've just been, you know, going off the top of my head. But in the future, I want to have more of a like actual show, so to speak. Music, anything like that, you know, to help with the atmosphere, like, you know, like an intro, outro, anything such as like special effects or something. I don't know. I just want to experiment and actually make it more like an actual show. I would say even bring on guests, but we'll see. I don't know yet. But anywho, I do want to make an actual show. I want to try to figure out what to actually talk about. I might still stick with the celebrities. I don't know. We'll see. But I will change it up, and I will definitely have something for the next show. It'll be a surprise. I will say that. So just make sure you follow all the social media platforms for the show, Intergalactic Wit, the TikTok, the YouTube channel, the Facebook page, Instagram, all of it is Intergalactic Wit. Now, if you want to follow the show on Twitter, the Twitter name is MuvaWit, which is spelled M-U-V-A-W-I-T, MuvaWit. Also, you can send MuvaWit, the name for the show, a friend request on Facebook if you want to. What else? Also, the ads for the show, like behind the scenes, for those who have noticed, for the controversial podcast shows, I decided to take payment for those because a lot of things has changed to where the ads are like, well, we're going to still do the ads, but, you know, the whole payment thing on my end has changed. So now it's like, okay, I'm getting more, since I have an audience, I can ask the audience to please help the show. So with the donation and subscription, I gladly will appreciate it. I appreciate you all. And I know you appreciate me because y'all still listening. Y'all still here. Thank y'all. And it's been a while since someone has even messaged me on intergalacticwit@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or would like to be a guest on the show, or if you have any show ideas, email intergalacticwit@gmail.com. Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you all for listening. Y'all have a blessed, prosperous day. Bye.